fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Woohoo! Fashion 2021! Morena Penelope Noir, how are you? Oh, give that microphone a jiggle. It's New Year, but same old mic.
Hello.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. technology. What's going on? What are we talking about today?
Well, I thought we'd continue kind of in the 90s because, you know, we've talked about Kim Gordon. We've talked about Courtney Love. That was so 2020. now, God, dad jokes already. So
glad.
I thought we'd continue on with PJ Harvey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My favourite.
Yeah. I mean, what's quite interesting to me is that I had never thought about the fact that she kind of changes her look or has done in the past with every kind of album or every couple of albums, and I'd never really thought about that.
Mm.
I just thought it was this person that kind of just wore whatever she wanted in confidence, you know, because some of her outfits are pretty out there.
They're wild, yeah.
Yeah, for instance, I kind of want to bring up the 2003 white pantsuit with fringe that was low-cut and flares.
Just so good. It's like big cowboy energy before it was extremely fashionable, the last couple of years.
Yeah, and so, I mean, she has confidence in everything she wears and, you know, and there's always been kind of, you know, a political stance behind it, which I think is always been kind of, it's never shouted out there, you know?
Yeah.
So PJ Harvey was born in 1969 in Dorset, England. Kind of grew up on a farm, but she had counterculture parents, so they introduced her to music from an early age.
Got you.
I didn't realise that her first band was with John Parish, which is, she was in Automatic Diamini, I think that's how you pronounce it. And, of course, John Parish has been her long time. Collaborator, he's been described as her musical soulmate. That's how she describes him. Then she left in 1991 after touring with that band and that sort of thing, formed her own kind of trio, which was called actually PJ Harvey, but it was a trio with Rob Ellis and Steve Vaughan, and they released the first two albums, which were Dry in 1992 and Rid of Me in 1993. Of which Steve Albini produced, which everyone knows who he is. And during that time, she was kind of like makeup free, hair pulled back, the unshaven armpits, leather jackets, that sort of thing.
Black singlets, lots of, you know, ripped denim, that kind of look.
Yeah, really kind of like under the radar, kind of unfussy kind of aesthetic.
Which kind of fits with the whole sound of those records.
Yeah, definitely.
My favourite, well, not my favourite, there's many favourite facts I have about those records, but after she did that, I think it was Rid of Me, when she recorded that with Steve Albini, Nirvana basically came in, Kurt Cobain especially came in, and he said to Steve Albini, I want this record that we're about to make with you to sound like PJ Harvey's Rid of Me. And I want you to do what you did with that record, but I want you to do it for us.
Yeah, apparently that was his 16th favourite album.
Nice. I like that. It sounds like he has a bullet pointed list going on.
Yeah. She also famously appeared topless on the cover of Enemy with her back to the camera, which, you know, was pretty much unheard of back then. And then, of course, in 1995, she appeared at Glastonbury, totally changed up, hyper-femininity. She appeared in a bright pink catsuit, heels, her signature look of the bright blue eyeshadow, false eyelashes, big red lipstick. She kind of described herself as Joan Collins on acid. if you want to kind of check that out, maybe the best kind of example is in the Down by the Water video. And I guess that's the one that kind of most people resonate with, I think, is the blue eyeshadow. I mean,
become maybe her most iconic look. Hey?
Yeah. And we know, like, Miss Crab referenced it in one of her last collections. But I kind of wanted to read this thing written by Claire Marie Healy, who wrote for Dazed Digital, which is Dazed magazine. They did kind of like a really good article on PJ Harvey's fashion. But during this era, this is what she said. In an era that too often asks women to enact their feminism by becoming more like men, Harvey championed the alternative an amped up, off-kilter femininity that took everything that women were made to feel small for and made them loud and proud. Girl power belonged to the Spice Girls, woman power belonged to PJ Harvey, and it was complex and messy, which I think is really awesome. It's amazing way of summing up,
totally,
you know, what PJ Harvey was doing. But of course, that wasn't, like I said earlier, wasn't screamed to the world.
No, she was just kind of, yeah, and I think people were really surprised by it when she did that as well. Not, it was, you know, quite a remarkable thing to take something that was working really well for you in that those first two records, your image, your sound, and then to make Down by the Water. And, you know, it wasn't just her fashion she changed up. She made the whole record sound really different too. And it was like she was putting a line in the sand and saying, I can do whatever I want to do. Thank you very much. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of continued on with Is This Desire. Of course, 2000, she released Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, which was kind of like more pared back and had a more pop sensibility, I think. And she was like wearing, you know, low-cut wrap dresses, the infamous lyrics shirt, you know, jumpers or whatever, sweaters that you could see the bra through, but and A-line skirts and things like that. She was the first woman to win a Mercury Prize, and it was for that album. And then, of course, she won another later Mercury Prize. So she's the only person that won two.
Far out.
Yeah. And then, of course, 2004, she changed the game and went to the short mini sequin skirts,
kind of Americana tops and all sorts of, like, she kind of went almost back to that original aesthetic but made it hyper feminine again.
And then, of course, 2007 she releases White Chalk and goes to the complete opposite
Victorian ghost kind of energy.
And the designer for that, whose name is, I think it's Anna Malchik or something like that, her sister had filmed a backstage video in the 90s. But anyway, she designed those dresses and created the mutton sleeves and things, and also embroidered the lyrics of the album onto the dress. So you can see the writing.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I think it's really incredible when artists have, you know, musical artists end up with these collaborations with their designers or their videographers or the people that kind of work around what they're making, and you get this sort of like bigger kind of world come out of this one person's music. It's always a really interesting thing to see those collaborations play out.
And I think, like, I mean, Let England Shake, that was the second album she got the Mercury Prize for. Went to accept the prize, she was wearing which is like a complete corseted dress with a massive big headdress, like black headdress. It's just like, I don't know, I just love her confidence in what she wore.
Totally.
It's just going to keep continuing, you know?
And she, as you say, she kind of just changes it depending on the record, and it might not necessarily be apparent to her listeners immediately what she's doing, but once you've heard the album and once you sort of see her perform with that new look, it all just makes sense, and it's very complicated, and it's not necessarily what it looks like on the tin to start with as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we look at pop artists like Lady Gaga and Madonna, it's always really obvious. So it's quite interesting to me that PJ Harvey just does it in a very underground kind of manner,
even then, like, it is a pop sensibility to change your look up every time, and you know, the indie world doesn't like that as much. They like you to be gritty and real. Well, nothing's really real, and PJ Harvey kind of doesn't care if you think what she's doing is real or not, Oh, I could talk about this for hours, honestly. What song have you picked for us this morning?
I can't remember. Sorry.
Sheila Nagig. Picked for us this morning. Let's have a listen to Sheila Nagig. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
Lovely to have you back on the show. I hope you had a great holiday.
I did. Obviously need more sleep.
All of us do.
I've been trying to show you over and over. Look at these, my childbearing hips. Look at these, my ruby red, ruby lips. Look at these, my work strong arms. And you've got to see my bottle full of charm. I lay it all at your feet. You turn around and say back to me.
Was PJ Harvey with Sheila Nagig, of course. Fantastic track. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep.